quickly the days that are numbered pass by. So quickly the days of God's judgment draw nigh. So heal us of danger we're living today. God's love and mercy we're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. While he warned off the danger that lie in their path, but they keep not his mercy and mingle his wrath. Pleasures of this world is their only care. For where you have pleasure, their hearts will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his wisdom must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven will look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Don't you hear the Eliezer call? There's going to be a wedding. Our judge will soon begin. In the evening when the camel train comes in. Twas a day in early springtime by an ancient wayside well. Eliezer paused to rest his camel train. He had found a bright prize as the evening shadows fell. Why the weary journey had not been in vain. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Can't you hear the Eliezer call? There's going to be a wedding. Our joy will soon begin. And the evening when the camel train comes in. Now he took the fair Rebecca, decked with jewels so rich and rare, back to Abraham and Isaac far away, where Rebecca loves the rising and he loves Rebecca fair. Oh, and it must have been a happy wedding day. Oh, get get ready, evening shadows fall. Can't you hear the Eliezer call? Well, I want me a wedding. Our joys will soon begin. And the evening when the flammable train comes in. Now the blessed Holy Spirit left the Father God above to come down to earth to find the worthy bride. For our Isaac over yonder has prepared his tents of love. For he wants the fair Rebecca by his side. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Can't you hear the Eliezer call? For there's going to be a wedding. Our joys will soon begin. And the evening when the camel train comes in. We have left our kinfolk glad. We have bid this world goodbye. We are going to a land beyond the sky. Where we'll behold our Isaac in the blessed eternity. What a happy, happy wedding that will be. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Don't you hear the Eliezer call? For there's going to be a wedding. Our joys will soon begin. And the evening when the camel train comes in. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Don't you hear the Eliezer call? For there's going to be a wedding. Our joys will soon begin. And the evening when the camel train comes in.
See, that's a type, that back there, mm-hmm. That song, it's when the Eliezer, he types the Holy Spirit, eh? He went out looking for a bride for Isaac, and that's what the Holy Spirit had been doing in the last 100 degrees age, was to seek out the bride for the Lord Jesus Christ. That's that was just a job, man. Now, not everybody's going to be a, not everybody falls into that category. But that's the highest calling that a person can have, is to be called and chosen to be a bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. And just up the road here is going to be that wedding. It's a type of, really, there will be a wedding. We talk a lot about the invitation of the marriage supper of the Lamb. And different categories of whatever you want to call them, call them people, call them Christians. There's a bride, and then there's a foolish virgin. Like, they had a qualification to be a bride, but they couldn't surrender. They didn't allow themselves to be dressed with that revelation that it talks about through the ministry of Brother Venom and Brother Jackson. They'll be standing naked. You know, they won't be in that bride chamber. They won't be in that category of people. Like I said, there's different categories. A lot of people don't know that. But there's different categories of, I guess they call them Christians, believers, whatever. But the highest one is the bride. Now, if you don't make it in the bride, you make it into the foolish virgin. And then there's another category that's being collected right now. It's an invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's just, for you and I, it's so simple. There has to be a category of people that fit that category, that when Eliezer had a wedding, he had some people at that wedding. It wasn't just Isaac and Rebecca that were at the wedding. He had some guests there. It's all runs as a type, the way I understand it anyway. And then there's other people. There's other categories of people. Like I say, there's the sheep people, there's the 144,000. They all fall into their own little category, like God, that angel told Daniel back in the day, Daniel, you'll be standing with your lot. You see, there's different lots. That's what people don't understand. That everybody thinks it's all one big clump of people. No, God puts them in different categories, and that's what's going on. That's what we're being prepared. That's why we've sold out everything. We've sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ. We give up everything. Like the song says, we have left our kinfolk gladly. It was the Holy Spirit that was leading us down that path. We have left our kinfolk gladly. It's not that you don't like your family, you hate your family. No, it's just that the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus Christ are more important than our families and everything else in this world, and money and fame and fortune and all that stuff. The Lord Jesus Christ is the most important thing. And the people that can surrender that, that do that, that they'll be in that bride. And but that season is over, you know. You can no more become bride now because the grace age is over. The calling out of a bride, that season is over now. What's on right now is the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Now, if you miss all that, then you go into that tribulation. And you could read it in the Bible, like just that sea of glass. That has to be filled up because that's another category, the sea of glass people. And then they have to, throughout the tribulation, like John saw that back at the book of Revelation, he saw that sea of glass and it was empty. And then before the tribulation, he saw it, it was empty, and that's on a sea of glass. You can go read it. But see, you and I, we have educated ourselves through the ministry of Brother Brent Brzezinski, that we know all these things. Now, there's a sea of glass empty, and then after the tribulation, that sea of glass was full. And then how did they get to that sea of glass? Well, exactly what the Bible says. Blessed is he that dies in the Lord for his for. There comes a time just up the road through that tribulation hour where these people will have to give their life to get into heaven. It's just that simple. Like I say, there's different categories, and people don't know it. We've allowed to educate ourselves. That's why we can see the things we have. We're not preachers, eh? And some people think we're trying to preach. No, we're having a conversation. We're just like, I don't know if you ever listened to that James Dobson on the radio. He just died here this week, and he had a radio show 1 hour every day, and he had always had somebody in there talking with him. They were having a conversation. He wasn't really preaching. He was having a conversation. And that's what you and I are doing. We're having a conversation, just like we used to do before we went trucking, and then I'd go to Brandon, I've said it before, and we'd go to the restaurant, and we'd sit there for two hours sometimes, just having a conversation, just talking about the things that has eternal value. And you're the only person that I could really sit down and talk about heavenly things. There's a lot of people I've crossed paths with over the years, but there's nobody that could that was really interested in the deep things of God. And that's what we're still doing to this day. I don't know if you ever went to a restaurant, like we used to go to the restaurant, and then we'd have a conversation, and then the guys next the next table, they were wondering what we're talking about. They're kind of spying in on us, you know, eavesdropping. Mm-hmm. You know how it is. I've done it myself. I want to know what the other table is saying, because it's kind of eavesdrop on what they're saying. Mm-hmm. And when you and I got together, we had some vigor and vitality, and we were talking the things we were talking about, the people they were interested in, because we seem to know what we're talking about. And that's exactly what we're still doing. We're still just having the conversation. And then they accuse you. Who's that woman that she's preaching all the time? Well, she's not preaching. We're having the conversation. And we're putting it out, and we're taping it out. And then that's how the Lord dealt with us. Told us to tape them up, start up a website. And that's what you're hearing out there. You're hearing us having a conversation. That's it. And because I got a number against these preachers and these evangelists. I don't trust none of them.
That era is fading out. Mm-hmm. That was just an era during the grace age, that fivefold ministry for the work of the ministry was all leading towards that. But you know that grace age is over. So now you're entering into a totally different era, what God's going to require in the millennium.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be back to offerings of sacrifices. They're going to have a temple there. They're going to have an altar there. They're going to continue on with that program of offering up offerings of sacrifices. And it's all looking towards what Jesus did back at Calvary. So people always have a reminder of what he did, what Jesus did at Calvary.
Well, people don't realize God is shifting gears, so to speak. The era, the grace age is over as of October the 15th. And the reason we know that, like I said before, we allowed ourselves to be taught. And then the Lord from heaven, he gave us a revelation of the midnight cry. At midnight there was a cry. And then that scripture that came to me when he gave me the revelation of the midnight cry, who is, will you at that time once again restore Israel? As of October the 15th, 2021, the restoration of Israel began.
Mm-hmm.
It just, the events change, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like when you're building a building. You put the foundation first and then you put up the walls and different mm-hmm. things you put in. And here the Lord is building this building. He started it centuries ago, ages ago, eons ago, when he created that first angel, and he created the universe, and he created the planet Earth as a laboratory. It's all just the process, but now the grace age, the process of calling out the bride for Jesus Christ, like Eliezer, he's just a type. He went out and he went and got a bride for Isaac, and he prayed and all that. You know the story about Eliezer. And now the process is done. Now he's got the bride. Now he's going back to the wedding, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what's going on now. The bride has been called out. Wherever she is, God knows exactly where she is. God knows exactly who she is. And now he's calling in. He's sending out an invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's what we're doing. We're just continuing with the program. We're not no evangelists. We're not no preachers and all that. That's like you say, that has been, that's history. We got this clip here from this guy, and told us to watch this. Eli Ministry, some Amish, hey, that found the Lord somehow. I believe he's born again, but he's not here in this category. He can never fit him into this category because he's got another job to do. He's out there trying to convert the Amish, you know. The Amish, they're just like the Hutterites, you know. He's exposing the Amish what they are. I'll listen to a little bit of it, but he's got his place. He's doing whatever he feels led and called to do. But see, we have a different calling on our lives. We have the highest calling that there is for a human being is to be called to be part of the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it takes a certain people. You have to be called, you have to be chosen, and you have to be faithful. We've been faithful to what the Lord has done. We're not doing a wrong thing. We're just back in the day, before 2004, I never even knew he existed. But the Lord saw fit that somehow you and I would get together, and then we would have lunch or coffee or things like that. And it was the beginning of what we're doing here today. God knew way back then. Then he told me to pick you up and go truck. And we're just following a blueprint. That's all we're doing. And we spend a lot of time to try to make sure that we follow that blueprint to the best of our ability, to the best that we know, being led and guided by the Spirit of the living God. You cannot put us into that Eli ministries, you know. That's his portion. That's his part. And he'll probably come up with these sea glass people because they got to come up somewhere. I firmly believe he's born again, but I believe he believes in Jesus and things like that. And there's a lot of people out there because there's going to be millions of people that's going to give their life in that great tribulation hour. According to the Bible, I'm going according to the Bible. I never used to know what that Seeing glass people were about to in the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, we allowed ourselves to be dressed and to be by have been gold tried in the fire. That's how we know these things. And then now we're on the verge of calling out the guests, the invitation to the marriage supper for Lent. That's what the Holy Spirit is doing now. He's just inviting people to the marriage supper. And now these guests, they fall into a different category. They will not be on that sea of glass. They'll somehow be raptured. They got to go to the marriage supper for Lent. There's a lot of things that we don't know yet, but as time goes on, things evolve, and then the Lord sheds more light on it. But you will never learn nothing out there in these evangelistic sessions and these cults and these preachers and these. You'll never learn nothing. The only thing you will learn anything is under the ministry. If you come to the ministry of Brother Ben and Brother Jax.
I just know, like, when I listened to that Eli guy, I could see he had no compass. Mm-hmm. See, I've been there. I've been in that place when the Lord saved me, and I read my Bible, and it's all good and well. Yeah, I read my Bible, but I came to a place where I realized there's something more. And that's when God introduced me to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. See, that's the compass that I'm talking about. When you prepare for yourself to go on a hike, you make sure you have all the supplies. But the most important aspect of it is having a compass. See, your supplies and everything can run out. But if you don't, if you don't have a compass, you're not gonna have a very safe journey, and it's not gonna be. Some people don't even come out alive, like this father that went on a hike from that Bruderhof, I guess probably a Woodcrest calm. Father and his daughter went out in Maine somewhere. They went up on the mountains to go for a hike. And he ended up passing away for hypothermia. And the daughter, she must have slipped and fell somewhere and hurt herself. And she died there right on the spot because of the trauma that wherever she maybe hit herself on a rock or somewhere. See, that's a very treacherous journey when you go on a hike. Yeah, and you don't have all the requirements along with the hike and know the terrain and everything that's involved. You just don't decide one day, I'm going to go climb Mount Everest. Mm-hmm. You're going to go conquer the wilderness in Alaska. Mm-hmm. These things require equipment and requires being prepared physically, mentally, spiritually when you go on these places. And some people do not come back alive, mm-hmm. and they just die in that environment because they're not physically, mentally, spiritually prepared. See, when that guy preached, so he's good for his whatever his people and whoever follow him. Mm-hmm. But for me, when the Lord saved me, I read my Bible. And I had all the scripture. That's all good and well. But there came a place where I realized there's things in the Bible that I don't know, and there's something missing. And that was the righteousness for my day and our Brother Brennan and Brother Jackson. That's that compass that was given into my hand to lead and guide me into all truth. That compass at ministry. And you can see it in the book of Revelation, that star that was, that angel that was sent in the Laodicea church hour to speak through the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. Mm-hmm. And that's that compass that was given to us in this liturgy. See, the scriptures can be here and there and everywhere. But when you put them in its proper place, like it's meat in due season. For everything, there is a time and there is a season for everything. Without that ministry, there's a lot of things in the Bible that do not make any sense. For me, when I came to that place, that was my guiding light, my direction. And I walk through it. I know how it is, and I've experienced it. So that's why we can tell people this, because God walked us through it, and He allowed us to see these things and be a witness of what has happened in this Laodicea church. Our God has brought us all through that. And so, and that's the same star that led the three wise men. There was a star that led the wise men to Bethlehem, to that baby Jesus when he was born there in a manger. And then, see, they couldn't just up and go and just decide that's what they're going to do. They had a star that led them and guided them in the direction that they needed to go. See, that's what I found the minister of Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson, was to me. It was a guiding light in the Word of God that have led my journey in the Word of God to rightly divide the Word of God. And otherwise, it's just a lot of mishmash out there with every voice that comes along. I would be running after every voice, and in the end of the day, I'd get exhausted. But God, rich in mercy, saw my desire and saw our desire for truth and to be in the righteousness for our day and hour, and He led us right to the ministry of Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson.
Well, like you're saying, it's a star. And see, you go onto YouTube and you see a lot of these donkeys out there, but they're out of season. Now there's a phrase, Jesus plus nothing. You see, they're coming out of the denomination, mm-hmm. and they're going from the fry pan into the fire, mm-hmm. and then they say, Jesus plus nothing. Jesus plus nothing. That's a talking point from Satan, mm-hmm. because Jesus didn't say, when he left the place, he didn't say it's just going to be me. He said, I am going to send you something. Mm-hmm. This is eternal life. See, everybody wants eternal life. Mm-hmm. We said it over and over again. This is eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And he sent these seven stars. You can call them these compasses. It's a compass point. Mm-hmm. And throughout the grace age, to the grace age of Ephesus, that was the first church, eh? He had a guiding light. He had a star for those people. And he said behold, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe on them. He said them. So there's seven of these angels, seven of these stars, because of the book of Revelation. We keep saying it over and over again, but people don't get the series of staying with the Word of God, within the confines of the Word of God. Mm-hmm. We are on that channel. Back in the days of Paul, back in the days of Ephesus, the church age of Ephesus, they had their guiding light. They had their star, their north star, so to speak. And it was the Apostle Paul, but it was that angel that inspired the Apostle Paul to say what he did. Mm-hmm. And then that church age closed out, and then we went into the next church age, and that's the guiding light, and that star speaker. He wasn't the star, he was the angel using Irenaeus now. The shifting gears now. Now he goes into the church age of whatever the church, Sardis or
Smyrna.
And now Irenaeus was the speaker of that, was the vocal cords of that angel. See, there are seven stars. And now here in the church age of Laodicea, you and I and the bride, the true bride, has a star, and that star is that star that spoke to the vocal cords of William Branham. William Branham was not the star. Brother Jackson was not the star. They were the vocal cord, mm-hmm. of this star, because they said, but in the days of the voice, they were just, mm-hmm. voice, but in the days of the voice of the seventh, mm-hmm. angel. Brother Branham was that voice of that seventh angel. When he shall begin to sound, and the fact that word begin is there, it says it continues on, and it speaks now to the vocal cords of Branham Jackson, because Brother Branham is no more. He died, and then once you die, you don't have no more vocal cord. And then now, 2004, Brother Jack's passed away, but that angel is still here. That angel kept talking, like we're saying it over and over again, but people just don't seem to get it. This guy comes along, and he preaches, and he has a lot of charisma, and a lot of just like the John Higgins of this world. Mm-hmm. Man, that guy's got charisma and whatever it takes, you know. He's right, but he's not in touch with that star. They got no compass. They're here, there, and everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then they say, it's Jesus plus nothing, because now there's a move up to come away from the denominations. And in order to make your stuff look good, it's Jesus plus nothing. Jesus plus nothing. No, it's Jesus plus these stars that he said he's going to send. It's Jesus plus William Brennan, the minister William Brennan. Well, he's gone. Now it's Jesus plus Brother Jackson. And he's gone. Now it's Jesus plus Samuel or Richard. Just that simple. I don't want to be the one having to say that, because they think we're bragging on ourselves. No, we're just telling people the truth. How that thing works, because God has given us the full counsel of God. He's allowed us to see this. And he took us through a school, through a very tough schooling. Had to leave everything behind. Had to just lose my life for the sake of the God. Been persecuted, terrorized, shunned, and like everything, like they threw everything they can at you. But see, behind it, the spirit of Satan, that's what he'll do. Then Peter said, don't think it's strange when these fiery trials come upon you, because it's standard procedure. That's what's been happening throughout the 2,000 years of the grace age. The people have been burned and burned at the stake because of their faith. And it's the same thing. It's just a different color. Like they'll do everything they can that the law of the land allows you. The law of the land doesn't allow it to go out and kill Christians. Some countries, they do it. But here, they don't do it just yet. But there's coming a time up their own when that'll happen. But see, you and I, we still had to lose everything for the sake of Christ and the gospel. And then the Lord put us together to have, like I say, we have a conversation. And because we're in the restoration of all things. Mm-hmm. We're no more. And when it talks about the restoration of all things, will you that time once again restore Israel? We're in the season and the 7-year period where God is going to restore Israel. And at the end of this fight and all this squabble they got over there, at the end of the day, you're going to see a temple being built, and you're going to see Israel will going to get their land back. But right now it's all just in the process, because it's in the restoring of Israel. And not only is it the restoring of all things, will get that done once again restored. And then you can go back and read in Daniel what he's going to restore, the end of sin. And like everything is going back the way it was before Adam and Eve did their thing, made the wrong choice. And you can go back and read it. Before the fall, there was no the woman. Adam and Eve were on equal footing. There was no the fact that now Eve plays a second fiddle. It was only happened after the fall. But before the fall, Eve was on equal footing with Adam. There was no more such a thing as now the woman can't preach. The things that we're saying, it will never pass that Eli ministry, because he completely, I heard him say, he completely forgets a woman to preach in the pulpit. Well, we're not preachers. We're just having a conversation, and we're the early stages of that restoration of all things. And then when you go back and what happened in the garden before the fall, Adam and Eve were on equal footing, because the woman had just as much say, maybe even a little bit more than Adam did.
And like you said, it's all the beginning stages of the restoration. You can see what's happening in Israel, how they're advancing slowly. Sometimes you'd wish it would be a little faster, but it's a slow process. But the end is going to come. And the same way with America, you can see how the justice wheel is turning in the right direction. Now, it's no longer going in the left direction. It's turning in the right direction, and that wheel is turning. And as you will see things progressing, you will see that these things will no longer go back. These are all moving forward now. Forward until like the millennium period, that totally redemption process of redeeming this whole creation back to God. See, that's now in the process. It's no longer, it can no longer go back. That was up until now, where Satan, the prince of this air, he was in charge of the he was creating all this chaos in the world, and he was gaining a lot of ground. But now, this is over. This like everything goes in stages. It's not there is a purpose and a plan for everything, and that plan now is straight on ahead, straight to the right of totally redeeming this planet back to God now.
Amen to that. And as of October 15, 2021, the Lord Jesus Christ was on that high priest position.
Mm-hmm.
But as of October 15, 2021, now the seventh seal, that's the seventh seal, and now we're going into the 70th week of Daniel. And as soon as that happens, Jesus Christ, sitting on that high priest position, he took off his robes and he got off that seat of mercy and he stepped over on into here, another category, and now he is right now no more on the seat of mercy. He is crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's no more on the high priest. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he is down here on planet Earth because there's silence in heaven. And then John saw it all, just saw it all transpired, like he was watching the movie, and he saw how things transpired. And then he saw, and he looked around, and there was silence in heaven. Why is there silence in heaven? Because Jesus Christ is not up there anymore. He's down here on Earth in spirit form, and he's orchestrating this whole thing, this whole Donald Trump thing, this whole Israel thing, everything he is doing and orchestrating, because it is now the beginning of the restoration of all things. And when it's done, like you say, it's not going into reverse anymore. You might as well hang around. And there's going to be some lynching posts. There's going to see some people. They're going to be hung up. They're going to be butchered. They're going to be killed. They're going to be persecuted because they're a bunch of crooks, a bunch of treasonous people. Their honeymoon is over.
Mm-hmm.
It's going into the Justice Department now.
Mm-hmm.
And God is using these people.
That's
He's
right.
using Tulsi Gabbard. He's using these people that have proved themselves to be faithful over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And he's using them to bring justice back in the land.
That's right.
God, the era and the time is now. Jesus is off the mercy seat. There's no more mercy. They did their thing. The Obama did their thing and the crooks did their thing. But now it's calling into judgment, and it says everything that is he's going to expose everything, even the thoughts and the intent of a person's heart. He knows our thoughts. He knows our intents. He knows our weaknesses. He knows everything we do, because when you go back to the book of Leah, to the churches of Laodicea, he knew exactly what their deeds were way back to the last 6,000. I know thy works. I know thy deeds. And he knows exactly what's happened in the churches of Laodicea. He said, I know that you're saying we are rich and increased in good and have need of not. That's the church world. That's the church age of Laodicea. They're naked, they're blind, they're wretched, they're miserable and poor. That's just the society of the thing. And then he says, I constantly need to buy me gold. Where are you going to get the gold from? You can get it from the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. Through doubt, that angel, that star witness, that star of the church age of Laodicea. There is a compass. You need
Absolutely.
That compass. It's not no more. It's not like that guy said, Jesus plus everything, or Jesus plus nothing.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's Jesus plus that church age star.
Absolutely. Like, when you will put it into a natural setting, I always like to give people a little bit of a natural setting, because people's thoughts and thinking are very natural. So when you go to, let's say you go to another country, and you decide you're going to go tour some place where, you know, you really need a guide, and you decide you're going to do it on your own, you're going to get lost.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to put your life in danger and at risk. And the best thing is to get a guide. And some places you cannot even enter in without a guide. See, that's the ministry of Brother Brenham and these church age messengers. They were the guide that took the people into the right direction. Like you take the ministry of, let's say, we'll go to the Reformation. That's where God started bringing everything back to Martin Luther. Without Martin Luther as the guide for the just shall live by faith, the whole world would be in darkness, still under the domain of Roman Catholicism. You come to Calvin, Knox, John Wesley. They were that guide that guided you through those treacherous journey in water into a safe place, into a place where God wanted to lead, just like he did it with Moses, to that pillar of fire, that pillar of a cloud. That was guiding them in the right direction where they were supposed to go, because in some places there was water there, there was shelter there, there was safety there, and that's where God led them through Moses, through that angel, because that was actually an angel that was leading the children of Israel there too. So God uses angels, he uses men, and he's still doing it today. He used the ministry of Brother Brenham. Without him, the book of Revelation, the whole Bible, there would come to a standstill. And God used him to open up the book of Revelation to us. When Jesus came down with a shout, there is Sabina Cannon. That angel represents the Lord Jesus Christ. When you will look at all the description of Revelation 10, that is representing the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's the only one that could open up the seals. That's who had the rights to do it on what he did at Calvary. The redemption of all the names under the grace age and beyond is through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the redemption process, as God used his only begotten Son to redeem it all back to him. And then he used the church age messages to bring it to the people.
To prove what we're saying is 100% scripturally accurate. This is the revelation that God gave to Jesus. And then Jesus, he gives it to the angel. Mm-hmm. It says, behold, I sent my angel. And then that angel, he gives it to that William Brenham and used his vocal cord, and then he died, and then he used Raymond and Jackson. It's all scripture. What we have to do here, we're going back to the scripture, to the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ being the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And it's to you and I, it's so simple, because we can go from eternity to eternity with the understanding of the scriptures exactly, when God had himself a big council back in Ephesians 1, and he made a big blueprint, and we're just following the blueprint. We're not going out there to do our own thing, to preach our own thing, but there's things that the Lord brings to us, somehow that we got the hold of that Eli Ministers, and we went to check it out, and we can exactly tell you what's going on out there.
And where
he's
is
that? Thing. Where is that? He's at where exactly where we were before we came to the ministry of Brother Ben. We're the same thing out there. We were in the Bible. We're reading scriptures, and a lot of the scriptures we read, they make pretty good sense, you know. But he has come to a stoppage. Really, to be true, honest with you, he hasn't entered into that. And this, at the ministry of Brother Brennan, Brother Jack, he's just where we were 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago before we come to the ministry of Brother Brennan. Because once you come to that ministry, you're entering into a different faith. You're entering into an avenue and an area where you're now being dressed. And like you keep saying over and over again, you keep saying that you came up to the place where you can no more go in. You knew there's got to be something more. And guess what? You entered into it, because before you, there was an open door. And the church, I think it's in Philadelphia, where God puts an open door. And you walk, you come to that
avenue in your life where you knew very well there was nothing more that you can learn from these denominations. And then the Lord allowed you to enter into the ministry of Brother Wren and Brother Jackson. And the same thing with me. I had come to a standstill in my Christian life, in my walk. And then, lo and behold, I was introduced to water baptism in Jesus' name. I was introduced to the ministry of oil and bread. I was introduced to the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is an open book to you and I because we found it through the ministry of these two great anointings that the Lord sent here in the closing days of time. And to you and I, it's so simple. But then we can listen to people like that Eli ministry, and we know exactly where he's at because we've been there already. We've been, it's like you say, going on a hike. Like you go with that guy that's been on that hike. He knows exactly where to go. And that's the way it is with you and I. We've been already where he's at. And the Lord has moved us into the ministry of William Branham and to the ministry of Brother Jack. And now there's only one thing left. And the righteousness for your day has always been, will always be, the message for your day. And here, the message for your day is, come and drink out of the waters of life. Really, I used to wonder, what is that living water? What is that water of life? Well, it's a message like it's always been. It's the message for your day because things transpire, things evolve. It's no more the first church age. It's no more the second. Now we're in the church age of Laodicea, and that's over and done with. Now we're entering into never and ever. Now that scripture is being activated. Come and drink out of the waters of life freely. And there's people, they love to preach. They want to go out and be a preacher and be an evangelist and be this, that, and the other. Well, if you really want to preach like it keeps it, and the church age of Laodicea, there's only one job description for any preacher, and that's just to introduce them to that Malachi 4 prophet. Mm-hmm. Behold, I'll send you Elijah to prophet. If they don't do that, they're lost before they even start. Mm-hmm. They're just out there beating their gums together. And like I keep saying, it's nothing but tables of vomit because it has no eternal value whatsoever. The only thing that has any value, you can direct people to the ministry of Brother Branham, and that's what we're doing. And then he the ministry of Brother Jex, and then when they were both gone, the Lord, the Holy Spirit specifically spoke to you while you asked him, why did you put us together? Ever since you put us together, we've been nothing but terrorized, persecuted, shunned, everything under the sun. He said, he just simply said, just to preserve this truth. Mm-hmm. That's what we and I are doing. We're preserving an end time truth, and we ain't about to give up, and we ain't about to pack it in. And that's what we're doing here. And he puts us together. And because we're now entering a season of the restoration of all things, where the woman has just as much power, just as much say-so as the man does, because we're in the early stages of the restoring of all things. Just to you and I, it's so simple. That's why we can tell you what this Eli guy is about, because we've been there and we've done it. You know what I'm saying? And once you've been there and you've done it, well, you know exactly what you're about. And he's out there just probably doing a good thing for a lot of people. But at the end of the day, he's just feeding his ego, you know. It's all about the ego. We're not interested in our ego. We're just interested in being faithful to what the Lord God has called us to be. That's been my prayer ever since the Lord said to me, help me to find my place in Christ. Help me to be faithful to what you've called me to be. That's what we're doing. We're doing trying our level best to keep our head above the water and to keep faithful to what the Lord has called us to be. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we're doing now. We're holding a line on the truth because we don't know nothing. We're blindfolded. If it was not for that angel coming down and taking the vocal cord, like it says in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, taking the vocal cord of that, he took the vocal cords of William Branham and began to speak through the vocal cord of William Branham. He brought some things out. He brought out the book of Revelation, the meaning of it. We didn't know nothing about the book of Revelation. It was just on the pages. But then that angel came, spoke to the vocal cords of William Branham, and he opened up the seals, and he opened up the church ages, and he completely opened up the beasts and the animals, and these four beasts in the book of Revelation, and these horsemen, all that. It's an open book to you and I, simply because we were listening to that angel. This is the revelation that God gives to Jesus, and then Jesus, he gives it to the angel, to one of these seven stars that he held in his right hand, back in the book of Revelation chapter 1, and then he'll turn around and he said, these are the seven angels that he's going to send throughout the grace age. It's exactly 100% totally accurate, and there is nothing beyond what that angel brought. You could go out there and do your own thing if you want, but it has no meaning. Like I keep saying, it's tables of mama. It's not fit for a dog to eat. It looks good, sounds good, because these people, yeah, they got scripture and everything, but at the end of the day, they are not going to be able to dress you, you know. Mm-hmm. It's the dressing, it's the William Branham, Brother Jackson, Brother Branham is going to dress you with that eye salve. They'll give you that jewel trident in the fire. They'll give you all the goods you need to make it through. But then, like I say, here in Revelation now, it's whosoever will. Whosoever hear it will come. And like I said before, people that won't go out and preach. Well, there's only one thing that you can preach. You do exactly what the Bible says. Let him that hear it. If you can hear what we're saying, if you can really, in your heart, understand what we've been trying to say here for the last umpteen of years, then all the ministry you have, only thing that you have to preach to people, go tell them about what we're saying here, because we're only telling people what Brother Branham and Brother Jackson brought us. That's all we do. We're preserving the truth, and then all you can have to do exactly what the Bible says. Who would answer? Let him hear it. That hear it, say, come. If you want to be a preacher, go tell him. Like he told that Kenneth, you know, he jumped off the ship just when everything was going good. And then the Lord spoke to him. We were in a tear show, I told you before. And he spoke right into his spirit. He was over there visiting with his Windy B cousin. And then the Lord spoke to him. Go over, and I was over there somewhere. And the Lord said, go over and stand with Sam. What does that mean? Just stand with Sam no matter what. And he did for a while, for about a year or so. He was good. And then obviously he decided he's going to go see if he can find some garbage about me. Well, that was his downfall. And then he abandoned the very thing, the very mission that he had. All you got to do, Ken, now from here on out, just go stand with Sam. Just support him. That's all you have to do. That's the only job description you have. And lo and behold, he decided he's going to go and do his own thing. And again, jumped off the chapter, the channel that God had for him, a very simple program. Just go stand and say, just go support him. Just go stand with him. And that's the only job description anybody has. Go and tell what we're telling people here. That's all. If you want to be a preacher, go tell him. Do exactly what the Bible says. To him that heareth, let him say, come. Whosoever will, let him come. Whoever is athirst, let him come. Everybody and anybody can come and come and drink out of the waters of life. But see, you'd have to humble yourself. You're going to have to accept the fact that these two guys, you know, I'm not going to believe them. Because the minute these preachers, these deceivers, find out that you're associating with Sam and Lorraine, they're going to oust you, they're going to persecute you, they're going to terrorize you, but that's all part of the program. The anchor holds, though the ship's been battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I meet the raging seas. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. The anchor holds, though the ship's been battered, the anchor holds, though the sails are torn, I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. The anchor holds, though the ship's been battered, the anchor holds, though the sails are torn, I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds in spite of the storm.
Pray.
Heavenly Father, we just come before you, give you thanks for everything you've done for us, for everything you've done in this hour. We're having a light that would lead and guide us into the right direction for that compass that you've given in the Laodicea Church Hour to bring us back to the faith of the early church. We're so grateful for you for allowing us to see it, Lord. And we just pray that we'll do our very best, Lord, to bring it to people, to express what you've done in this hour, to be found true and faithful, Lord. Like you said, to preserve this truth, Lord, so that people know what you've done and the great things you've done in this hour, because they are really, truly great and wondrous and marvelous, the things you've done in the Laodicea church age, such great mysteries that you've revealed. And we give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.